The latest car that we bought for our family is a gray Toyota Sienna minivan. A gray Toyota Sienna minivan. Yeah, I know. It's like the stereotypical middle class family ride, right? The funny thing was, like, I liked it. I knew that Toyota Siennas were all over the streets. I knew that this van was a popular van. It's popular for a reason, and I liked it for a reason. But I didn't quite realize how many dark gray Toyota Sienna minivans were driving around. And then we got one. And we got one. And suddenly it's like, oh, that van looks just like ours. That van looks just like ours. That van looks just like ours. And when that started happening, I was reminded of this lesson. That our brains find what they are looking for, what is familiar to them. We have something called a reticular activating system. And basically, this is the part of our brain that is looking for things to be similar, looking for things that it's looking for. So when you set an intention and you start looking for something, or even if there's this kind of subconscious intention, like I just got this thing, it becomes easy to start recognizing it everywhere. And you find what you're looking for. The intention actually sets you up to see it, to find it. And so when we got that minivan, started seeing these gray minivans all over the place. Well, something interesting has happened recently that I started teaching this concept called a minimum viable funnel. And I started to see it all over the place. And I know that it's not a completely original product or idea, right? There's this minimum viable product that is a concept from the lean startup methodology that you create this minimum viable product, which is the minimum product that you need to get to launch. But then I came up with this idea, well, the same thing applies in marketing, so you want minimum viable funnel. You want minimum viable traffic. You want minimum viable product, right? Like you want those things so that you can get launched, so that you can see how the market responds, etc. And then I started seeing it everywhere. And I saw it yet again. Justin Goff used the term minimum viable funnel. And I really appreciated his breakdown of like, this is the minimum viable funnel for direct response offers. And so that's what I want to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, what is your minimum viable funnel? You want to launch a funnel. You want to launch a funnel for your online marketing. What is the minimum steps that you need in the funnel to start testing it and see if you have something that's going to get traction or not? It's actually pretty simple. And if you overcomplicate it, it's really easy to end up in a situation where there's just like way too much complexity. And even if some of that complexity is working, it can be hard to figure out how to actually make the whole system work together. And so, what's the minimum viable funnel? Well, this is what Justin Goff again laid out, and I can't disagree with him. Number one is ads. You need ads that are going to send traffic to your offer. Now, specifically, he talked about paid traffic. You can potentially do other traffic sources, but I'm going to just repeat his argument that, hey, you want to figure out how to scale something quickly. One of the fastest ways to do it is to figure out paid traffic. Okay, so you need the ads. You need a sales page. You need a sales page that sells your core offer. The ads drive through to the sales page. The sales page sells your core offer. And the whole intention of that sales page is to get someone to click through to the next page, which is the checkout page. And the checkout page, its sole functionality is to get someone who's interested in your core offer to enter in their information so that you can fulfill on that offer. Right? And then finally, there is the upsell. Now, this has become part of the minimum viable funnel because of the economics of online marketing. Because really traffic costs are based on the amount that other people who have successful funnels are willing to pay for that exact same traffic. So in almost every market, there are marketers out there who have effective funnels and they are spending money on traffic. And if you want to compete with them, you have to have an effective upsell. And so to launch a minimum viable funnel in any market, you need ads. You need ads that you can test with a bunch of different angles. You need a sales page. And, you know, if you learn some things from ad testing that you might want to use to tweak your sales page, yeah, you can do that. But really, you need to start with one sales page. You need a checkout page, which is designed to get someone who has read the sales page or gone through the video sales letter on the sales page or whatever the message is delivered as, who's gone through that and is interested, to get them to actually enter their information. And then you need an upsell page, which is, hey, like, if you're interested in that, this is the next thing that you need to get. And when you can dial those things in, you can start to scale pretty quickly. And then you can start to add in all these fancy schmancy things like a second upsell and a downsell and, you know, additional paths into the sales page. And, you know, you can split test a bunch of sales pages and you can do all this other fancy stuff, which is all powerful as you really start to scale an offer to optimize it to the point where, oh yeah, this really works and we can make it work on a broad basis. But when it comes down to just, you know, what do we need to do to get this thing out the door? Ads, sales page, checkout page, upsells. And if you can get those out and tested, you know, that's the first step. And that's the whole minimum viable methodology that comes from Lean, is figuring out how to get rolling, how to get things out as quick as possible. And so again, like, hat tip to Justin Goff for this, for his minimum viable funnel, like these four steps. They're essentially like the same thing that I've done with clients for a long time. So, you know, I feel comfortable talking about them as well. And not just explicitly ripping off Justin as I explain those four steps, but this minimum viable funnel concept, like I love it because it really does emphasize the power that comes from the Lean methodology, which is getting things out and getting things tested as quick as possible, which honestly, when I read the Lean Startup the first time, I thought, you know, there's nothing in here that Claude Hopkins didn't talk about in scientific advertising, maybe different terms and talking about modern business, right? But in terms of the deep core principles, direct response marketers have the best ones have been Lean for 100 years or more. And this minimum viable funnel concept is just yet another reflection of that. Now, if you want to go deeper into my marketing and copywriting training, you can check out BTMS Insiders. There's a link in the description to my BTMS Insiders training library for marketers and copywriters. It's like Netflix, but for, you know, marketing and copywriting training. And so you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to everything. And there's a lot more in there on building funnels and copywriting, etc. Again, the link's in the description. Let me know what you think about this minimum viable funnel concept and maybe specifically about Justin's four steps as the presentation of it. Leave that in the comments with this episode and let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why, along with your takeaways and action items. Plus, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.